This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is the Morning Run with Lynn and Xiaoning. And before we get into the story that we have lined up for you this morning, another quick look at the KLCI.
Yeah, it's still in the green. It's actually up 0.67% to 1385. It's a similar story in the region. And if we look at the top value stocks this morning, not much change. CarePlus Group, 24 million ringgit traded, up 1.87%. Comfort Glove is still up there on the board, 24 million traded, up 5%. And Rubberex, 19 million, up 0.56%. And actually, I have to say I made an error on air because the MPC meeting is actually today, not tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. I also didn't catch it.
Sorry for the confusion. We will know later today whether Bank Negara is going to cut rates. And the consensus, I think, is 50 bips, but who knows? 50 bips would mean that our OPR will come down to 2%.
So stay tuned later today. We'll be bringing you the latest news. MPC meeting today, not tomorrow. What can you do when it comes to the movement control orders? Everyone's days are just blurring together, really. But what another recent piece of news has been that UMNO has had its Supreme Council meeting yesterday. And one of the issues that apparently was discussed is the possibility of UMNO working with Bersatu. So according to Supreme Council member Dr. Abdul Rahman Dahlan, UMNO is open to various options on how the party should support the Perikatan Nasional-led government. He explained that while the party is indeed supporting PN, its support is limited to certain matters only.
Now, apparently the purpose of the meeting is for UMNO President Zahid Hamidi to give feedback to the party leadership. Others who attended the meeting, which lasted only 2 hours, Vice President Mazhar Khalid and Supreme Council members Samri Abdul Kadir, Anwar Musa, Tajuddin Abdul Rahman and Azalina Oman. Now, just wondering, was social distancing practice? That's the other question, right, in this new normal.
Absolutely. So for more on this, this morning we have on the line with us Dr. Bridget Welch, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute, who's an expert on Malaysian politics. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Bridget. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you make of Supreme Council member Abdul Rahman Dahlan's comment that UMNO is open to all options on political ties with Bersatu?
Well, I think at this particular juncture, we can see that there's considerable deal-making going on. And a lot of these deals don't happen necessarily in the formal meetings, but happen behind the scenes. There are really essentially two issues right now. The first is with UMNO's relationship with the PN government, and that is, will we stay or will we go? The second issue is whether or not who will lead the party, including the possibility of merging with parts of the Muhyiddin government in parts of Bersatu. And this means also involving Muhyiddin himself. And so what we're seeing behind the scenes are these issues of balancing personal interests of different members of the party, what's good for me, what sort of interests are for the party itself, and of course, what's best for the country, although that last part actually is always equated usually to what's good for UMNO. So I think what we're seeing are real, very significant recalibrations that are taking place in terms of the discussions.
Now, even UMNO Supreme Council member Tajuddin Abdul Rahman believes that all will be well if Bersatu members, even Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, joins UMNO. Do you think this is a real possibility?
Yes, I do. I think that there are, what we see Tanjuddin's remarks, it's sort of a balloon, sort of to test how the grassroots are responding to this. But I think that at the same time, the joining of Muhyiddin potentially becoming, taking, for example, the presidency of UMNO, there are lots of other issues that need to be resolved. What's part of the deal, for example?
Hello, sorry, I do believe we've lost Bridget.
I do believe so. So while we try to get her back, let's take a quick look at the poll as well that we have running on the BFM Twitter account. So we've been asking you whether UMNO and Bersatu should merge. And of the 330 votes we received, 50% don't have an opinion either way. 33% said no, 13% said yes. And I do believe we have Bridget back on the line with us. Bridget, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. We lost each other.
It's the new normal now.
Well, yeah. The internet is being definitely strained, that's for sure.
Not only just politics, but internet too. Yes. But Bridget, you were saying about continue with this UMNO, perhaps Bersatu, exactly Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin rejoining UMNO. Is that a possibility?
I think that is a possibility in the sense that I think there are discussions that are happening, taking place. And it's not just with UMNO. I think there are all the different sides are discussing sets of issues. But I think what's really important is to assess a couple key issues of how this would evolve. Like, what's going to be part of the deal? Is it going to be viable to the grassroots? I think this is, as I mentioned, this was a balloon to see how UMNO grassroots will respond. And what sort of how it fits with the different factions within UMNO. There are at least four major factions, which, of course, many of them are against this. I think also that this will involve a process, which involves maybe potentially some EGM. How does it fit within the Constitution? And I think the big sticking point is this idea of unblock membership. You know, who comes? Is it just Muhyiddin? Or is it, for example, other members of Bersatu or the team that joined, particularly a very sensitive is Asman Ali's participation. And there are also four non-Muslim members of the coalition, at least one in Bersatu and others that have joined from Sarawak. Where are they going to sit into this process? So I think if it does happen, I think that there is quite a few obstacles still ahead. And of course, this also will be seen very differently by different sections within the society itself. At the broader perspective, Muhyiddin is looking for security. But UMNO, they have interests involved, not only personal interests, but also by coming into power in this particular way, fully in power, they have access to state resources and money. And of course, this could seem for some of them to advantage their positions electorally.
Now, Dato' Sri Mukris Mahathir has suggested that it might be better for Bersatu to reunite with Pakatan Harapan, but given all that has happened and the makeup of the current Perikatan National Government, is that even possible?
I have to say here, too, everything is possible. what we're seeing is tensions and jockeying around the Bersatu elections. You come to me, I come to me, I come this side, that side. This is all about the differences within Bersatu and also the differences within the different parties. They feed on disgruntlement, they feed on disappointment so that people don't have a set of advantages. It's still the predominant narrative is the elites focusing on themselves and their positioning. There is some attention, but not as much attention to what is palatable electorally for different areas. I think there will definitely be resistance from large parts of Pakatan Harapan to bring back certain individuals, especially some of the key individuals I mentioned earlier. A lot will be in the devil of the details that are being made. And I think that, there is discussion happening on all sides. My sense now that there is a challenge about the numbers, but also there is now more attention to what's going to happen in terms of potential if there is an election. The reality is such that I think it'll be very difficult for Pakatan Harapan to come back as a government in a kind of AKA similar to Sheraton move. There are other, because this will have to do, they will have to get acceptance from the king and others for this process. I think there'll be pressures to want to move to an election. But there is considerable jockeying happening. And of course, Bersatu has indicated, at least Mukris's side, has indicated that they would rather be on one side as opposed to the government that's currently in power.
So we know Parliament will only meet for one day on May 18. So realistically, right, Bridget, is it checkmate for Pakatan Harapan? Do they have any options there to maybe force Parliament to sit for longer?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is that chess is a very long game. And I think the parliament sitting is basically where a series of moves will be played, but the game will not be over. I think that, there's looking already attention to the sessions in July, the Bersatu election that is scheduled in June. So I think that, it's not about the game being over. I mean, it's about the game continuing. And unfortunately, many people think about this as a game as opposed to the attention on the broader problems that people are focused on. But the politicking is highly intense at this particular juncture. And I think the person to watch, to me, in this process is not Anwar, although he is important because there are 9 major groups that have clout to shape the outcome, because they can all determine how government, which sort of alliances are formed. But the person I'm looking carefully at is Mahathir. Mahathir and how he plays his cards in the next few weeks in choosing and setting the dynamics, particularly as they surround not only parliamentary sitting, but the Bersatu election.
And Tun Mahathir's faction has been very quiet since the initial changeover of government. Do we have any insight into what's been happening behind the scenes on that front?
Well, my sense is that they're preparing for the Bersatu election, and I think that my sense is that they will also be, they're dealing with their different differences within different factions, not only between Mahathir and Anwar, but also Mahathir and other parts of Bersatu. And I think that, when things are quiet is exactly when you should be watching for what's going to happen.
All right. Thank you very much for your insight this morning, Bridget. That was Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham's Asia Research Institute, giving us a little bit of insight into what's been happening over on the political front, because it's not exactly the most straightforward of games to observe at this point, is it?
No, chess, like she said, is a very long game, and there are many, many more moves to be made on that board.
Absolutely. And one never knows, who's really going to come out as the leader of the Pakatan Harapan coalition, because since Pakatan Harapan's government collapsed, whatever adjective you'd like to use, Tun Mahathir has gone really, really quiet. And the focus has shifted to Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. And he actually came on the Breakfast Grill not that long ago. He spoke to Noel Lim. You can find that interview on the BFM app as well as on Spotify. But where is Tun Mahathir in all of this?
Keeping quiet, but as you can't keep a good man down. So we'll have to watch this space, clearly.
We will indeed. In just a little bit, we're going to be taking a look at more business stories for you, including a look at the aviation sector. So be sure to stay tuned after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.